Hello?
Hi, this is Alex calling from Arch.Fiber. Can I speak to Malik, please?
You're speaking to Malik.
Hi, Malik. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just calling about a ticket with regards to slow. You're receiving slow speeds. This particular issue, is it happening on all your devices, or just one or two, or one device?
This is happening on like all the devices. Right now, I'm not experiencing. I'm on my computer, but I'm using Ethernet through a switch. When I was using Wi-Fi, it was a little slow. But what I was experiencing on all of the devices is there wasn't this kind of snappiness to it. So, like, if I was to open up YouTube on the browser, it would take like an ex like 2 more minutes just for the page to load. And then when I tried earlier today, when I tried loading Speedtest from the browser, it took a while. It didn't take forever, but it took longer than it should have. Which, and then if I was like using YouTube today, so it was on my phone connected to the Wi-Fi, and I would say that maybe I was 2 floors away from the router, but this wasn't a problem a week ago, and today it was pretty bad where the video couldn't load 1080p YouTube stream at all. Like the video wouldn't load, and I've had problems with apps just receiving data.
I appreciate all that info. Let me just take a look at a few things, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Not seeing anything that would have caused that, at least not today, or actually any day.
So the speeds, so I'm using a TP-Link, this 8 gigabit plug and play switch, and I found that when I was plugging any extra hardware into this router, it would give me some problems. So before I had another configuration, and that was giving me a lot of problems where although the Ethernet would be fine, the Wi-Fi would just drop, like it would stop working, and this was happening on every device. My wife isn't home right now, but she was experiencing problems with the Wi-Fi on her phone and her iPad. So it's
Well,
the issues with the Wi-Fi.
and with this switch setup, do you have the router behind the switch or in front?
I have it behind the router. I have the switch behind the router, so it's modem, router, and then switch.
Okay, perfect. There shouldn't be any like
And today
environmental damage.
I turned off the modem and the router just in case there was an update. But I don't know if you've seen it in the ticket that was made earlier today. I've been trying to do a speed test on the HomePass app,
Yeah,
and every time I run it.
I submitted a ticket for it already for that. They already know about the issue, but obviously all I can do from my end is submit a ticket for Plume to try and fix that
Yeah,
issue.
that's not a problem. I'm just worried. I'm worried that that's coinciding with the internet problems that's happening, just the inconsistencies, because it's not. So what's weird is I'm connected to the internet. It says I'm connected to the internet, and it says that I have good service. But the minute I start using something, it's as if the Wi-Fi doesn't work properly. And I can be connected to Ethernet. So like right now I'm just playing a game and it's a internet-based game, and I can see when the game has to like not buffer, but it is taking in more information at a time, and the game speeds up just to catch up to what's actually, you know, happening.
Oh, like a packet burst.
Exactly. And so I know that it's not the end of the world when I see that, but it's concerning when it seems as if the internet is, you know, progressively having more and more issues. And that's what I'm concerned with, because I've been noticing this. Like, I use a language app just to, you know, work on my secondary languages, and just to get through like a progress page, it takes like, it takes 2 minutes to load out of that page, which is concerning when I'm just, you know, using an app just to get through a progress page. You know, it's just hitting continue. And so that's been kind of one of my bigger concerns, that this is an issue that's not getting better and it's only getting worse. And the only thing that I've plugged in is a switch. I've gone into the Plume app. I've checked the router settings. I made sure that the DNS is correct, that the public IP on the hardware. I double-checked with the person I spoke to earlier today that the router is on the right firmware. I don't know if another firmware recently went out.
Nice. You have the latest one.
Yeah. So that, and that was done at the beginning of December.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm the one that did it too.
I remember Alex.
Yeah. This is him.
So I mean, whatchamacallit? The internet is better than it was when I called you the third time. Because I took out the firewall, I took out the switch, because that stuff is just, that just needs to be done as like a side project, as like just working on it. It can't be on the main network because the hardware is just not playing nicely with the router, and it just wasn't an ideal situation. So I took that out, and I just have a TP-Link 8-port gigabit switch that it's not even something that I can configure myself. It's just pretty much plug and play. So, and I have the router going into the modem, and then I have the switch going into the back of the router. And when I first did it, it was fine. But then after a while, I noticed that progressively, I wouldn't say not usable. Today, the reason why I called today was today it was unusable. Today it was, I couldn't do anything on the Wi-Fi. And so I'm just a little concerned to what this might be.
All right. Well, I'm gonna jot this down. I'm probably gonna have to escalate this to not see what could be causing that. I'm also gonna generate a log pool from your router just so I can have all the information I need for them.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, my next question is, because I've been considering this now at this point, I'm just getting my own router. When I get my own router, I wouldn't use the Plume app anymore. I would just be using the config off the router, correct?